From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, September 13th. Coming up, we head to Vermilion County, where some residents continue to live in the 15th Congressional District, while others are in the new 2nd District, which stretches all the way north to Chicago. We'll get that story from Harrison Malkin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Supreme Court Chief Justice Ann Burke will retire from the bench later this year, court officials announced yesterday. Hannah Meisel has more.
Burke will retire at the end of November, a month after stepping down from her 3-year rotation as the High Court's Chief Justice. Replacing Burke as Chief Justice is Mary Jane Tice, who has served on the state Supreme Court since 2010. And filling Burke's vacancy on the court is Joy Cunningham, who will be the court's 2nd Black woman justice. The first was sworn in earlier this summer. Justice Burke's 16 years on the Illinois Supreme Court capped off a legal career she began late in life at age 40. Prior to law school, Burke co-founded what would later become the Special Olympics in the late 1960s. Burke is the wife of indicted Chicago Alderman Ed Burke, who will stand trial on corruption charges next year. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Millions of Illinoisans will see money show up in the mail or their bank accounts over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Single-income filers earning $200,000 per year or less will get a $50 tax rebate. Couples filing jointly earning less than $400,000 will get $100. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says these rebates will help a lot of people.
For working families with children, that money could put more food on the table. It could relieve the stress of trying to make ends meet or having to take an extra shift to make sure the rent or mortgage is paid on time.
Homeowners are also eligible for property tax refunds up to $300, and families will get $100 per dependent child up to 3 kids. All the eligible rebates will be combined into one check or direct deposit, so if you pay taxes or refunds electronically, that's how you'll get this rebate. Faculty unions at 5 public Illinois universities held coordinated rallies last week. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, faculty at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston are pushing for higher wages and small faculty-student ratios.
Jeannie Ludlow says when she was hired as director of the Women's Resource Center at Eastern Illinois, she had 2 coworkers to help with administrative tasks. Now, the tenured English professor is a team of 1. She says the other positions have been cut.
I see it affecting my students. I'm getting grades back to them less frequently than I used to. It takes me longer to grade a set of papers. When students have papers due, they line up outside my door. Can you look at this? Can you help me with this?
Ludlow says her peers are stretched thin, too. The faculty union has been in contract negotiations since March and is opposed to adding more classes to faculty workloads. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Eastern Illinois has not responded to requests for comment. Urbana Middle and High Schools were on soft lockdown for a short period late yesterday after a traffic stop went wrong. Champaign police stopped a vehicle near the intersection of University and Goodwin in Urbana just after 4:30 p.m. Police say the vehicle fled the scene and was involved in a traffic crash shortly afterward near the intersection of Vine and Washington in Urbana. They say the occupants of the vehicle fled the scene and several of them had guns. Champaign police arrested 27-year-old Kenichi Townsend of Urbana and 41-year-old Javon Mays of Champaign. Both face charges of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Mays also faces a charge of aggravated fleeing and eluding. 2 female passengers were briefly detained and released. Champaign police are looking for another male suspect from the same vehicle. They ask anyone with information to contact Champaign police at 351-4545 or to remain anonymous by contacting Champaign County Crime Stoppers. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at new congressional districts in Vermilion County. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Before you head to the polls in November, you may want to double-check which congressional district you live in. Due to redistricting, Republicans may find themselves in solidly Democratic districts and vice versa. As Harrison Malkin reports, some voters in Vermilion County now share a congressperson with the Chicago area.
I'm driving along Illinois Route 1 south of Danville. It's a sunny afternoon in August as we approach the dividing line between the 2nd and 15th congressional districts. On one side, there are cornfields. That's the 15th. On the other, residential homes. That's the 2nd.
Yeah, we're still in the 2nd district. Yep, yeah. We are.
In the car with me is Jermaine Light. She's the vice chair of the Vermilion County Democrats and a former public school teacher. She lives in the 15th, which is represented by Donald Trump-backed Republican Mary Miller. But unlike past years, Jermaine doesn't have to go far to find a blue district. When Democratic state lawmakers redrew the maps in 2021 after losing a congressional seat, much of the Danville area was placed in the 2nd district. It stretches over 100 miles to the south side of Chicago. The district is heavily Democratic and 57% African American, which pleases Jermaine.
But I'm happy for the rest of Vermilion County and happy for Danville, because a lot of our activists in our party live in Danville or north of that line.
Gerrymandering is the process by which a party manipulates an electoral map for political gain. But Jermaine says underrepresented communities in Danville will now have a voice because of it.
It connects those areas with other areas that might not be real close by, but it connects them together with other areas that have a similar way of thinking. So it gives them a voice, whereas if they're not together, they don't have as much of a voice.
Sheldon Jacobson is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's also director of the Institute for Computational Redistricting, a nonpartisan group that creates more balanced congressional maps. He says gerrymandering dilutes the power of certain voters.
But so what you did is you sucked up all of that rural, sparsely populated area, mostly very Republican leaning, and basically diluted them. So this is an example of it where we had packing before, now we have cracking. We're cracking all these Republican leaning voters in the rural area, and they're going to be represented by someone who is basically going to serve the interests of the south side of Chicago.
Democratic Congresswoman Robin Kelly is running to retain the 2nd district. Supporters say she's made many appearances downstate. Illinois State Representative Mike Marion represents Danville. He supports 2nd District challenger Thomas Lynch, a fellow Republican. Marion thinks the downstate region and Chicago actually share some of the same concerns.
But really, you know, as far as economic development challenges, funding for things like public education, you know, some housing issues, a lot of times there are some very similar challenges inside the city with the rural areas of the state.
Meanwhile, at a McDonald's on the north end of Danville, I meet Dr. Wes Beeritz. He's lived in Danville since 1965 and for many years was a veterinarian in town. Beeritz has voted for Republicans in every presidential election, including in 2016 for Donald Trump. But in 2020, after Trump's response to COVID-19, he voted for Joe Biden. Before redistricting, he was represented by Mary Miller. He wasn't a fan of her.
She represents Trump fully, and so I don't. So that's my difference right there. So I just don't appreciate what she's for.
However, Dr. Beeritz is concerned that a politician from the Chicago area can truly represent his community.
Well, everybody knows that the area in the Chicago area, the megapolis area, you know, is a different cat compared to everybody downstate. And that's been well known. It's very obvious in the voting records as well. So, you know, do we want to be represented by those people up there? I don't think I do.
Time will tell if the 2nd District's next congressperson can represent the interest of people living among the cornfields of Vermilion County and the concrete of Chicago's south side. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.